False Teacher Tuesday on Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS. More Spirited Talk Radio. Let's go back to our false teacher du jour, shall we? It's the you've got potential, you've got possibility, you can make things happen. Why? Well, you're a little God. That's really the message. And while a lot of good evangelical churches would never say something that heretical, is it possible, though, it's seeping in little tiny ways? You're a conqueror. You're a victor with a different definition than what the Bible offers. Here's our false teacher friend, Joel Osteen from Lakeward, the biggest church in the country.
I'm just going to barely get by. No, if we want to experience God's best, we've got to be extremely careful about what we allow our minds to dwell on.
If we want God's best, we need to be extreme. What is God's best? What does that mean exactly? Well, if you ask me, it would be being conformed more to the likeness and the image of Jesus Christ. I wonder how many people listening to that or sitting in that audience, knowing that he lives in a $1.2 million home, were thinking that God's best is about holiness. If you're looking for what a true blessing is, read the book of Ephesians. I don't think that's what Joel had in mind, and I don't think that's what his audience heard.
See, the mind is the enemy's favorite area to work in.
Is that true?
He knows if he can control our thought life and deceive us into believing his lies and dwelling on his thoughts, then he'll be able to control and manipulate our entire life.
Well, now that's funny he would bring that up. Because what this fellow is preaching is Satan's favorite bad theology. What Adam and Eve in the garden, don't eat that tree. All right, because you'll know both good and evil. Satan comes along and says, did he really tell you not to eat of that? You know, if you eat that, you'll be like gods. And that's exactly the offer that Joel Osteen is giving people. You are little gods. You just need to know how to speak it because you've got the power in you to control your destiny, to control your future, to make it happen by thinking it and speaking it. Oldest false religion in the world, glitzed up.
A lot of people don't realize it, but you can choose your thoughts. Just because a thought comes into your mind doesn't mean that you have to think it. You've got a choice. You can either dwell on that thought, or you can choose to just ignore it and not even give it the time of day. And here's the key. If a thought is negative, if it's destructive, if it's hurtful, if it's going to put you down and make you feel bad about yourself, you know that that thought is not from God, and you should immediately get rid of it.
If it makes you feel bad about yourself, you know it's not from God. All right, I think I'd have to be inclined to agree with that. But we have to be careful. See, I think there's two types of conviction that can fall on an individual, on a believer specifically. The conviction that says bad Christian, bad, 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 bad person. That's from the accuser. That's from the devil. I think the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the paraclete, the walk alongsider, the encourager, the exhorter, convicts us in a different way. I think he convicts by reminding us of how amazing, how kind God is. And that snaps us to our senses. How good he has been. And that we are a bought and paid for child of God. And that, you know what? With him working in us, we shouldn't be living like that. Because we're born again. So I guess I would agree with him on that.
The enemy will tell you things like, you're not attractive. And nobody wants to be around you. You'll never have many friends.
Now, wait a second. Now, hold it. We just had agreement, and he takes it a different road. Why? Because it's all about you. Those statements, those are things about you. How you look, how you feel, how you dress, how people treat you. That's about you. Not about glorifying God. Not about being obedient and pleasing to him. But it's about how you feel. Boy, oh boy. Just when we had a little area of agreement, he takes it down the man-centered road, not the God-centered road.
And if you make the mistake of dwelling on that lie, before long you'll begin to believe it. You'll start thinking, well, you know what? I'm not that attractive. I don't.
What if you're not, Joel? What if you are just ugly? I shouldn't think that? Oh, I'm pretty. I'm beautiful. Say it in the mirror. That's what Anthony Robbins does. Go to the mirror and say it 20 times every day, and you'll make it come true. This is Anthony Robbins. Listen to one of his tapes. The self-help guru. Every morning, one of the things that you're supposed to do, one of the things to become a victor, to become a conqueror, to become a potentiality thinker, whatever Anthony Robbins calls it. You know what we'll do one of these days? I'll bring an Anthony Robbins, and we'll play him side by side next to this, and you're going to go, which one is which? I'm getting confused now.
I have that much to offer. Then you'll walk into a room filled with people that could potentially be your friends, but first thing, you'll think that everybody's talking about you. You'll just shrink back in fear, all insecure. See, if you believe the lie long enough, it will become a reality in your life.
What's so tragic about it? It's so me-centered. This isn't about living a life that is pleasing to God, that is obedient. You know, even if he were going to go down the road, at least, man, if he was going to go down the think positive thoughts, so, you know, you've got the ability to think positive things and make them so that God will be pleased with you, at least go that way with your bad teaching. But it's all about me. Me, so that I can have more friends in this instance, so that I can think I'm better looking than I am. It's all about me. Remember, the litmus test for good teaching, for biblical teaching versus psychology, humanism woven in with Christianity, is it man-centered or is it God-centered? Ask that every single time and it will steer you true. Mark is calling in. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, it reminds me of, I was a sales manager of a couple companies, and I've been all kind of sales seminars over the last 35 years. And that's all this stuff is. It's all just self-help. It's really all about, it's Christianized power-grabbing, money-grabbing, success orientation. It's just total nonsense, all of it. I wouldn't go across the street to hear this guy. When you listen to a person who exegetes properly, and you've been involved in biblical exegesis like I have for 35 years, and you listen to this drivel, you wonder why you can't. You wonder why anybody would ever listen more than 10 seconds to it.
Because they don't know the word and they can't distinguish truth from fiction. That's why.
That's right.
Thank you very much for your confirmation, Mark. I appreciate it very much. This is the challenge, though, that I have for you today. Maybe not that blatant, but is it ever seeking in to the church? Ever? In any of the songs? Any of the preaching? What you can do? Ever? We better put a halt to it right quick. Because this is Eastern. This is the oldest false religion in the book. And we don't want it. Period. We want it to all be about him, not us. 651-289-4499 is the number here at Talk the Walk. When we come back, we get to hear Joel Osteen do a little hermeneutics. Wait until you hear his interpretation of why Job had problems. Oh, man. It's new and fresh. I'll say that much. Talk the Walk on False Teacher Tuesday on Talk the Walk. Did I mention that? Yeah. AM 980 KKMS, more Spirited Talk Radio and Pete Bush in traffic.